let's cover everyone's biggest question, how to raise your rates as a digital marketing assistant, as a virtual assistant, as a freelancer. Here's what you do. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan, a fellow freelancer who's been at it for a good 12 years now. I took on my first retainer client back in 2009, and I have never looked bad. Of course, I've gone through seasons of growth, seasons of staying steady and stable and keeping things easy. And I love this business because it allows you to rev up and rev down, take on project work, take on retainer clients, and really make it fit your lifestyle. So last week on the show, we talked about how to stand out in Facebook groups to get clients and get noticed. And today I want to talk about a real big issue, and that's raising your rates. This is really hard for a lot of us to have this conversation with our current clients about our new rates. And here is the thing I need you to know the most. You are a business owner and you need to look out for yourself. And that means knowing your minimal acceptable rate, knowing an income you need to make to live, calculating in your business expenses, your lifestyle expenses, calculating in your financial goals and the wealth you want to create. And it's up to you as a business owner, as an independent contract owner, to raise your rates. It's really good practice to make it a habit and increase your rates regularly with your clients. It's way easier to do, and clients expect it when it's coming in regularly. And usually I mean yearly with some clients, but if you're newer and maybe you started off at a lower rate, it could be every 6 months as you're gaining experience and as you're kind of working through some of those kinks with your clients and becoming a team member who adds tons of value and you're becoming indispensable. You have to have the long-term vision of where you want to go. You cannot stay at $20 an hour forever. That's not smart. And if you attended my pricing workshop, we work through the math of what that self-employment tax looks like and what your take-home pay really looks like after all those taxes, and it's not pretty. So you need to have an end goal of your dream hourly rate. What do you want to work toward? And I get it. We're going to move past hourly rates. Some of you are going to move into more projects and VIP days, but the basis of all of this project pricing and packages pricing is still hourly. It's still the easiest to build out those proposals when you know your hourly rates. And you can't go from $25 to $50 overnight. Even though you're doing the magic behind the scenes, you're helping your client make sales, it's a really big stretch for a business owner to take that on. So I want you to do this in increments because it is fair to your business owner. And it's fair for them to have an accurate budget and know the expenses of what it costs to run a real team. Because if you're undercharging them, you're really screwing them over in the long term because they're building a business with the wrong profit margins and the wrong expenses, and that's not going to help them out when they really need to add on new team members. And how bad are you going to feel if you're doing the work of two people and undercharging and your client brings on someone to do half of that work and that person's charging way more? You're going to feel so much resentment. So don't do that. I have an episode about money guilt I would love for you to go listen to, especially if you have one of those clients who doesn't seem to really be making money. You might be internalizing some of their money situation, or maybe they are doing some of that money guilt stuff on you on purpose. I'd love for you to go listen to that episode. Number 25, feeling guilty about money and charging clients. I don't know why we do this, and we do this as women especially. We undercharge. Statistically, we make 83 cents to the dollar that white men make, and that's not cool. Traditionally, women are under earners, and that's because at the base of everything happening, we have come from a long systemic culture society that makes us struggle with money. I mean, for the longest time, we were property, right? And a lot of us have this deep belief that we're not worth the amount of money. We tend to give our skills away for free. And that's because inside we're thinking things like, oh, my financial goals are too big. I'm asking too much. I just want them to like me. I just want to be liked. I'm not creative enough to charge this amount. I'm not smart enough. I'm inadequate. I'm scared to say no and disappoint people. I'm not entrepreneurial enough. I'm just playing safe. And all of this comes from this deep, deep belief that we're really not worth the amount of money we're charging for. And if something is coming easy to us, we tend to want to undercharge for that as well. If it comes easy and natural, it can't be worth anything. It's fun. It's a hobby. It's a side gig. And that's not true. You are helping your clients with your creative talents, with your analytical brain, with your ability to get shit done. So you've got to charge for this time. Now, I've been in situations where clients gave me raises because they knew they wanted to keep me. They knew that I could walk away and find a greener cash grass with another client. And they knew that. That's far and few between. Not every client's that dream client who's going to see your value and reward you. You are going to have to ask for it. And you can also make it performance-based. You can have incentives to reaching goals. You can have profit sharing. There's other options, especially as you grow up to be online business managers and marketing partners and whatnot. So it doesn't have to be just about that hourly rate. It's good to bake this pay raise into your contract. And this is also why I don't love these year-long, two-year-long contracts, because you need to revisit it. You need to revisit the scope. You need to revisit the pay and what you're actually doing. And if your client's able to add more onto your plate, you, my friends, are able to charge more. So what you need to do to increase your rates is do it in writing. Send your client an email letting them know that you love the work that you're doing for them and you totally make it personal. And I'm sure they're going to feel the connection because I know you, you're a unicorn, you're heart-centered, you're a helper. You love helping them. You've gotten X, Y, and Z results. And let them know that as of blankety blank date, you will be increasing your rates. You will get mad respect for this. And I recommend you give at least 30 days notice for this or do it by that calendar month whenever you charge. So the next pay rate, and give the business owner time to adjust their budget and their schedule and have a talk with you. You don't need to make it scary. You need to be confident. You don't need to ask permission. You don't need to explain why. You just need to raise your rates. And your clients who see the value in you will give you all the respect and do everything in their power to keep you. Now, if you're with one of those client relationships where it really is about money and they can't afford you, you need to be able to walk away, because I guarantee you, and I know for sure, I see all the job ops coming right now inside my digital marketing work group. There are so many jobs. We're getting two or three a day. I've shared over 1,500 jobs with my small community, and there's a handful coming in that are ready for you right now. And if you can say no to somebody else, that gives you the opportunity to say yes to other people. Other doors will open. But if you stay with a client who's not going to pay you what you're worth and what you're actually contributing, you're keeping your business stuck in the long term. And eventually you will grow to this position where you resent them. What if you helped your client make $100 million next month? How would you feel about that hourly rate now? Think about it. Let it soak in. What are you bringing to the table? So what I recommend is just sending a quick email. Don't overthink it. Get a friend to look over it. If you're in my unicorn student group or my digital marketing work group, post it. We'll gladly look over and give you some feedback and just say, hey, client, I love working with you. I love the big things we're achieving. I think we have a good synergy. I really enjoy getting X, Y, and Z results on our last launch, blah, 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 like toot your horn. And you're saying, now it's time for me to raise my rates. As of July 1st, my new hourly rate will be this. And if you need to rewrite the contract to reflect that, I'll be sending you a new contract. And my new, maybe your overtime rate, maybe you're adding some new stipulations to your contract. Let's have a discussion about this, okay? And I want to give you more than a month. I want to give you plenty of time to adjust. And if you have any questions, let me know. I really enjoy working with you in this partnership. And I love supporting your business. And that's all you have to do. Send the email. You do not have to make it a big deal. But again, if you don't raise your rates, no one else will. I had a client that for years I worked for $20 an hour. 20 stinking dollars. And I went to raise my rate and she pushed back. She actually pushed back. But I realized at that time, She was one of those people who was always going to see a dollar sign and not a person and not really value my work. And I had to fight for that pay raise, but that was probably when I knew the relationship was over, if I had to explain that, after so many years together. And that was on me. That was on me for staying for $20 an hour for so long. But I learned a lot. I don't regret it. But the second it doesn't feel right in your stomach, and it can feel so good to help a business owner get going when they're not making much money and then they have a big old launch and you're kind of like, whoa, that's not cool. And then, you know, maybe you're rewarded, maybe you're not given a bonus. Like, that can be very insulting. Don't wait till it gets to that point. Raise your rates. If you're starting at 20 right now, you do it in incremental. You can raise it to 22 in 6 months and keep going up and have your eyes on the prize. Where do you want to get to? You want that $50, $75, $100 hourly rate? What courses do you need to invest in? What networks do you need to invest in to get there? What clients do you need to shed? How are you going to land higher quality clients? How are you going to get bigger retainers? You got to start shedding some of the dead weight, the clients who aren't going anywhere, who don't give you much hours, who are sucking up some of the extra time in your head, and you need to move on. Don't stay at that low hourly rate forever. You're listening to this podcast. I know you won't. Okay, that's your little pep talk today when it comes to raising your rates. And if you just listen to this and you're like, oh, in your car, you can't manage to take notes, you want exactly what I said, will you go ahead and send me a quick DM and just say raise your rates? And I'll send you this template. It'll all be a mini chat, autobot, but it'll deliver the template to you super quick and easy. Again, just say raise your rates and I'll send it right over. And you'll know exactly what to say. Of course, fill in the blank and make it work for you and your client's relationship and make it personal. But this will be easy for you. And I don't want you to get in an accident. Or if you're cooking dinner, don't burn yourself. DM me, raise your rates, and I'll send it right over. If you're inside my digital marketing assistant school right now, you know we're talking about this and getting good confidence boost when it comes to talking about pricing, showing up on discovery calls, how to be confident on camera, and all of that. And my unicorns are learning so much. If you want this to be you, just know we'll be opening the doors again in the fall. And if you're already feeling super confident about your marketable skills, you just need help finding those clients. I know how hard it is to get started when you're a new freelancer and nobody knows who the heck you are. Why don't you consider applying for the digital marketing workgroup? We have those leads every day, plus advanced trainings, plus our people are referring each other and building each other up. We have a total awesome community over there. I'd love to have you. Thanks for stopping by the podcast today. I'll see you next week when we talk about how to really stand out as a freelancer in your work you do with your clients. I'll see you then. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. So I want you to do this incrementally. Sorry, that didn't sound right. I'm drinking my coffee. Drinking my coffee and podcasting.